It's on St. Paul for the Hebrews. A question has to come up when we speak about Christ atoning for sins, about who can atone in a modern world for sin. After all, atonement isn't the most welcome of concepts in a hostile world that chooses condemnation over forgiveness, punishment over mercy, and disgrace over restitution. This isn't a new problem. It's not a problem of the modern world exclusively. Find in the old breastplate of St. Patrick a part of it that's never translated and generally not known. But St. Patrick in his prayer called on the great powers to protect him against the foes of body and soul, against the wiles of false prophets, the bad laws of pagans, against the narrow laws of compensation, against false worship, against the spells of witches, magicians and druids, and every knowledge that pollutes the body and soul of a person. Around him, St. Patrick could certainly see that there were very negative things, and we still live in a world with quite a lot of negativity around us. But negativity is something that we shouldn't just give in to, because it should be our prayer that in a time of negativity, that Christ will protect us from poison and from flame, from betrayal and condemnation, just as St. Patrick prayed. And also he asked that the hosts of God would defend him from trickery of demons, temptations of vice, the wishes of the wicked, from those who seek to destroy me, near and far away, whether he was alone or was in company. There are many who seek to destroy other people. All you have to do is to look at the way that newspapers and newsreels constantly look for the weak underbelly of all our public figures. It could be anyone from the President of the United States right down to some minor pop star, and every single action of a person is scrutinized, not to correct them, but to condemn. And we have become so used to this condemnation that we often forget that the world is made up of fallible and weak people. We shouldn't confuse their error with malice, and we should be able to have the wisdom to know the difference. If we make room for other people, we might be able to make them, let them come out, put their hands up and say, yeah, I got it wrong. I admit I made a mistake. And from that we can learn and we can make amends. But that's not to be given to us. We don't, for some reason or other, allow people that second chance. Funny that this is a problem that has most affected the Christian world. And yet everything about Christianity is all about atonement, the atonement for sin, mercy in Christ. And the Christian world is the least merciful and the least accepting of atonement. May your salvation be with us at all times, O Christ.